Touching the World. A Blind Woman, Two Wheels, 25,000 Miles. By Kathy Birchall and Bernard Smith. Dedication.
In memory of the people we have loved and lost, our personal thanks go to friends and family who supported this mad dream in 100 small ways. Each one of you is more important than you could ever know. If you dare to dream.
Preface. Being blind means you see the world in a different way. Wandering through the everyday things of life, you may well cross paths with a person using a long white cane or a lovely bundle of fur called a guide dog. If this happens, you will probably step to one side to let them pass before thinking, I wonder how they... This story, in many ways, reflects on such things, as throughout our long miles together on a motorcycle, people would stand shaking their heads on realising Kathy was blind. You see, she belongs to the 5% of visually impaired people who have no useful vision. In Kathy's case, I do mean nada, zip, nothing. Across time, life robbed her of what once was, leaving only recollections of a visual existence in her memory. Now she lives in a continuous rolling grey cloud that drifts across her vision, swamping all before it. With this answer, this description, this scary thought for most of us, you may well be formulating your next question. But if she can't see, how can she come to know and write about the world? A fair question to pose, but we might also ask why blind people watch television, go to the cinema, or sit in theatres. Moreover, when they do, does this lack of sight mean they gain little or no understanding of what transpires before them? Our answer to this is contained throughout the pages of our meandering journey through this chaotic, scary, wonderful, exhilarating, delightful world. It's important to understand that each one of us constructs a different world, despite having the same things in front of our very eyes. How is this possible? I will leave that philosophical curiosity for you to ponder. But in truth, Kathy experienced so much more of the world than just a film or a stage production, as she physically and emotionally lived and breathed the story in its entirety. With that in mind, we would like to say that we never actually set out to write a book about her blindness as such. Blindness is only one aspect of Kathy's life, not the totality of it. It is not who she is. The title of this book was chosen long ago because we wanted to encompass her blindness as one of the three very different aspects to the story. To do anything else for us would have been to miss an important panoply of experiences and memories written deeply into us, in both similar and different ways. If we had done anything else, it would have weakened the very true tale that these pages will tell. For now, I would like to add my own thanks concerning the communication system provided by Autocom. Without their support, I would have been seriously compromised in my ability to translate vision into words, conditions into emotions, and the world into shades of everything else in oh so many different ways. Try to imagine a year of describing the world so that you can share it in a meaningful way with another person as it sits before your eyes in ways you've never before thought of recounting. Now, you are me. Because of this experience, I became a better person in fundamentally different ways. No greater thing could I have asked for. Now, before we go on, you are standing alone on an empty beach. The sky above you is the brightest blue. Bernard Smith.